Northwest Florida's United Service Organization is preparing for its annual Thanksgiving feast at its facility aboard NAS Pensacola. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Most of the active duty personnel in this area are relatively new to the military. Many of them can afford to go home for either Thanksgiving or Christmas, but not both. USO Director Heidi Blair says that's where they come in.
We're expecting to see over 2,000 troops again this year for Thanksgiving meal, and we had over 2,000 last year.
Blair says the celebration will kick off Thanksgiving Day with a traditional holiday meal at the USO Center aboard NAS Pensacola. Other chapters are at Pensacola International and Northwest Florida Regional Airports.
For a lot of these military members, it's the very first holiday they've ever spent away from home. So to have it at the USO means a great, great deal to them. We're going to be serving the Thanksgiving feast from 11:30 to 2:30 this year to try and make sure that everyone knows when the food will be available and won't be disappointed if they get here and we've run out.
After the meal Thursday, the entertainment and food will continue Friday and throughout the week, including a big tent and music from the local band Mass Confusion. Other activities are part of what Blair says is an effort to create a home away from home atmosphere.
We're going to have a football game going on. We're going to have a lasagna lunch and spades tournament on Friday. We're going to have a volunteer chili cook-off on Saturday, and we're going to have giant subs and Christmas movie marathon on Sunday. So lots of fun stuff for them to do.
But ham and turkey do not a Thanksgiving meal make, at least not by themselves. In gearing up for Thanksgiving, Blair says the USO is seeking donations from the community in the form of various foods.
We're going to have a football game going on. We're going to have a lasagna lunch and spades tournament on Friday. We're going to have a volunteer chili cook-off on Saturday, and we're going to have giant subs and Christmas movie marathon on Sunday. So lots of fun stuff for them to do.
Other items on the shopping list, canned soda and bottled water, store-bought pies, cakes, cookies, and other desserts, peanut oil for frying, charcoal, ice, individually packaged snack items, and 20 bags of corn chips.
We're getting troops in from basic training Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. And our volunteers at the Pensacola International Airport tell them, you make sure you go to the USO for Thanksgiving because your mom will want to know that you had a good Thanksgiving meal and you were surrounded by love.
The holiday events are the latest chapters in the long history of the USO, which has 160 locations in 27 states and 14 countries. Its history dates back to the start of World War II, when it was created by President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt actually helped open the USO here in downtown Pensacola at the time. Long history of just trying to provide that touch of home to our American heroes and give them somewhere that they know they were safe and be able to contact their loved ones.
All USO chapters are staffed by volunteers and funded by donations. For more information on volunteering for Thanksgiving weekend, contact the local USO at 455-8280, option 4. For cash donations, visit uso.org/northwestflorida. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.